It's an issue I raised at 2 months ago at this meeting, and I was told that I would receive detailed drawings, maps for all the developments that was going to happen, safety measures on the N17, and they weren't forthcoming. So then I put down this motion, and I was amazed to find out that the one at one of the schemes was totally taken off the grid altogether. And only for I put down this motion, and the people in the area that were campaigning to have that junction upgraded, we wouldn't be informed. And I was amazed to find out that the whole thing, the scheme, was scrapped. And it's very dishonest that the TII wouldn't inform the local people in that area, in the Mucklety area, that scheme was gone, and no scheme to replace it on the N17. I mean, I'm amazed by this, and I think that government, central government, are to blame for scrapping the proposal of the N17. And I can't see how any voter can go out on the 7th of June and vote for a government party after being left down.
And it was also raised that while money is being put towards some projects, maybe it's not going where it's directly needed.
It's not going directly at all where it's needed. And the fact that the TII won't compulsory purchase land to get the safety measures where people will be killed if it's not done, is unfair and it's not just. And we have to get these roads upgraded, we have to get all the safety measures in 17, and we have to progress this main scheme itself. I mean, it's unfair. The Knock Airport has been affected. Donegal County Council is calling for the N17 to be run. Mayo County Council is asking for the N17 to be upgraded. I mean, we're here in the northwest, and this government has totally let us down and failed to deliver this major infrastructure development that we require.
This is something else that we've been looking to the TII for, and they're not funding us. They need to listen, because we spoke about the junctions, as you have said, very important. No work has taken place on them. We're being told that the work will take place, but Tubbuckurry here itself and the back road around Tubbuckurry and the N17, you know, there needs to be more safety measures on that road. There are pedestrian crossings on them up at the top of Humbert Street and down at the back behind services. You know, there needs to be ramps on them pedestrian crossings. Cars aren't slowing down, and they're not heeding the warning signs because there's not enough of them. It's again coming up on the doorsteps. We know the issue is there. Again, we've appealed to the TII to do something about this. But are they going to wait until there's a fatality on it? Because it will come. But definitely, for a start, they need to put ramps on the two pedestrian crossings on the back road in Tubbuckurry and use other safety measures as well.
There seems to be a disconnect between where the money is going and what is actually needed on the ground here.
I don't think there's any disconnect from where we're coming from. We know exactly what's needed. We're talking, we have spoken about it, we've appealed to the TII for it. But again, you know, our executive council and our roads department, they will go to the TII again and they will speak to them on these issues. But they need to start listening, because there will be a fatality. And it's not that we're not talking about it, it's not that we haven't told them. We know what's going on, we see it every day. But it's time that this started to stop and listen to us and start funding these things and start putting these measures in place. Because if it saves one life, of course it's worth it.